Hi everyone, and welcome back to our channel Auroville Radio TV, covering the Auroville Film Festival 2017. In the first night of the film festival, I was at Cinema Paradiso watching a series of short movies, and one of them caught my attention. We have here the producer, writer, director, and editor, Serena Aurora, presenting the movie Indian Hands and Feet.
Hello. Hi, Aurora. Hi, thank you for having me here.
I liked your movie for various reasons. It has a beautiful colorful photography, which moved in unison with the music. And also the choice of the music was very good, because it was a blend of traditional Indian with a more modern rhythm. How did you come up with this combination? It's a very artistic combination.
Okay, so something particular about my style of filmmaking is it's all fluke. I don't script, I don't write. I literally just go with the flow and see what happens on the timeline. This film was actually filmed over 6 months backpacking the entire of India. And I was actually in a community, an intentional community in Mexico when I edited this film. And this was about 6 months after filming. And in this community, I just felt inspired to see what footage I collected over the 6 months of traveling. And I saw that it was all arts and crafts, hands and feet. And I felt inspired to invoke a question. And this question was to the audience, what can you do with your hands? I saw in India on the streets, everyone would be doing things with their hands. It'll be open to the public. You can see the craftsmanship. And then going to America and Central and South America, more and more I could see it being hidden away and not on the streets, and more machines were doing the job. So this was my inspiration. And with the music, it was by chance. There was no planning, no organization. I was just online searching for copyright-free music, and I really liked this track, and I cut the film to the music.
Yes, the film goes really, really well with the music, I have to say. Mm-hmm. And the movie is also both informational and artistic. It's artistic, of course, because the information is presented in an art form using your camera. And informative because you show us the heart of handmade objects, whatever, things in India. So it takes you to India and shows you around and it shows you how things are made. But you filmed just without thinking you were going to make a movie.
I knew that there would be an edit afterwards, but I didn't know on what topic. I just literally would walk. I would go for random walks, and I would film on my walks. And this is when I discovered arts and crafts was something really visible on the streets. I would see lots of animals. There are shots of animals in there as well. I wanted to try and capture the colours, the smells, the atmosphere of the streets of India. This is what came in through film.
So it's not like you had in mind. So, for example, I wanted to ask you how long did it take to make this movie, but it doesn't. I can't really ask you this question because.
Well, 6 months of filming.
Oh, wow.
It's a collection of 6 months of footage. But the edit, I think, took 2 days, less than two
right,
days.
Right, yeah. And you presenting this year at the fifth edition of the Auroville Film Festival. 21 movies, is that right?
Yeah. I'm a little bit embarrassed by this because, first of all, I've never entered a film competition before. And the theme of human unity, I just picked, I've made over 80 films, and I picked, there seemed to be 21 that I thought fit that theme, but I thought that only a few would be selected. However, it seemed all 21 were selected.
Yeah, I heard some people calling it the Aurora Film Festival.
That's so embarrassing. Yeah, I didn't want it to go that way.
But they chose it, right? It's not like...
Yeah, I thought there would be some selected. I didn't realize all of them would be, but yeah.
Yes, I had another question, but I just forgot it. as you were answering, I was... can you tell us your connection with Auroville, how you got here? Don't tell me you took a plane. I know you took a plane.
So I first came across Auroville about 5 years ago when I was backpacking India, when I made Indian Hands and Feet. Pondicherry, and I cycled, just one day cycle trip to Auroville, and then cycled back. And I only went to visitor centre. I didn't even see the Much Mandir, but this kind of put a seed in me, which then sprouted. It showed me an alternative lifestyle, and this is something I've aspired for since very, very young. And when I came across the Mother's Dream, I felt like it was my dream. I had exactly the same wishes. So after that, I then actually continued traveling around all the Americas for 2 years. And I WIFFed, volunteered on organic farms, and I visited intentional communities and eco-villages. And I would make films for free for each place I visited as something to give back and to share to the world. And I continued doing this for many, many years, basically, all around the world. But Auroville was the seed. And a few years later, I then came to Auroville as a volunteer for Outreach Media for a few months, where I made the film Auroville, A Dream Down to Earth. And then I continued my travels. However, on the last week when I was volunteering here, many people suggested I start my newcomer process. And I was umming and ahhing, and I still had many, many communities to visit before I wanted to decide where to settle. But I thought, why not? I just go with it. I can always not return if I didn't want to. So it was in the old system where I had to get 3 Aurovillians to write a reference. And this all happened in the space of a day or two. It just flew very naturally and organically, and it felt very right. So I handed this in and I continue on my trip. And now I'm back in Auroville. I've nearly completed my newcomer process.
All right.
And
so you're going to be an Aurovillian soon.
Yeah, and I love it. I feel so at home here. I'm so happy. I'm here to serve, and I want to give everything to Auroville.
And you will still work for Outreach Media?
Yeah, so I want to help with Auroville TV, Outreach Media, Youth Link, maybe even one day set up Aurora's Eye as a unit here. Let's see what happens. I'm open to anything.
Yes, I saw, actually, I watched a few of your movies on YouTube on Aurora's Eye, right?
Yes, yeah.
All very good. I was impressed. I think most of have you ever made like a movie, not documentary, like movie with a story, with a script?
A fiction?
Yes.
Once I made in a 48-hour film competition. This was a fiction film, just like the Kino Cabaret that was done. That's the only fiction, apart from in film school, but I always focus more towards factual documentaries.
Yes, that's your forte.
Yes, because as I say, I don't like to script, and I like the truth. And in my films, I don't aspire to be a beautiful filmmaker and make glossy films. My aspiration is to try and capture the truth. And this is why I don't script. I try and do everything in one take, no retakes. And if there is a mistake, I keep it in the film, because this is reality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I want to capture, is the reality. Wow.
That's amazing. That's the opposite of what I've been doing so far.
Is it the opposite of what I was taught?
Yes. I'm starting to be involved in the media. You've been doing it since
17 years.
17 years. Yes. Yes. Yeah, it flows for you. It's just natural. I wanted to ask you the 21 movies that went through the competition. Is there any, they're all short movies, or is there any long movie?
The longest movie I've ever made is 50 minutes. 50.
Oh, 50. Oh, almost an hour. Wow.
Yeah. This is called More Than a Farm, Freja de Mayo, which is about a farmer in Portugal. That is the longest. The others range from 2 minutes to 50.
Okay. Good.
But I try and keep them 15 minutes as an average, no longer than that.
Yes. Nowadays, people get bored with long movies.
Exactly.
Yes.
And me too.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I see.
All the energy that goes into making a long film, it can be quite tiresome.
Yes. I have to say, when I went to watch the first night at the Cinema Paradiso, I didn't expect your movie to be there. I didn't even look at the program. The only movie that I went to see was the last one, because I had to have an interview with the director. So I sat at the cinema and I watched the first movie, and I was in agony. I couldn't wait until it was finished. It was too long. And it wasn't even a long movie, it was too short. I couldn't. And then there was another movie again, it was all right. And then suddenly, and I was finished. I was like, okay, I'm going to fall asleep on the seat. And then suddenly your movie came up, and it was like a candy. Yes.
Thank you.
And I recommend it to everybody. Like, it's really relaxing, informative, very artistic. Enjoy it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh,
And if
welcome,
you want to
welcome.
watch any of the films, they're all on YouTube under Aurora's iFilms.
Okay, cool.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.